Okay, this is the halachos of not eating before one hears Kiddush, one makes Kiddush. So the Mechaber writes, also litom klum kodem shikadish, you not even taste anything before one makes Kiddush, afilu mayim, not even to have a drink of water. But afilu im hischil mi ba'od yom, that's talking about where you began beheter, you had a meal Shabbos, Friday afternoon, and it extended into Shabbos, right? So you started when you're allowed to, early in the day. Tzarech lahafsik, right? Now you have to stop once it becomes Friday night. Sheporis mapim makadish. So you spread over the tablecloth, you cover all the food, and then you make kiddush in the middle of your meal now, which has now become Shabbos. Ve'im ha'yishosin yayim techil. If you were drinking wine already at this Friday afternoon meal, right? Okay, you're having a wine and cheese, I don't know, something like that. You're having a thing and you're drinking your wine. Eina omer el kiddush bilvad below birkas haget hayayim. So at this point, you don't have to make a new bar piyah gofen because that's already covered by your in the middle of your wine drinking session, right? So all you'd have to make this place is mekadesh haShabbos. Va'achakach, now that you pour this map in mekadesh, then va'achakach mevarach birkas hamotzi. Now you make hamotzi at this point. Vim ein lo yayin. If you don't have any wine, mekadesh al hapas, eino mevarach hamotzi. You're not going to make hamotzi at this point. V'yishom, and some hold, no. Sha'af shemekadish al hayayin einu varech hamotzi. Even if you are making kiddush, right? Af shemekadish al hayayin einu varech hamotzi. Even if you are making on wine, you would not have to make a hamotzi. That's the two opinions brought down in the mechaber. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Aleph. Also, he told me you're not allowed to taste anything. This is a rabbinic prohibition. Vatam, why can't you have anything to have before Kiddush? Kevin de Chival ha Kiddush Chalav Miyad Knesses Shabbos Afil Lo Kibolav Shabbos Behedya, because we pointed out that Shabbos kicks in immediately. Meilav, whether you did anything to be mekavlet or not, right? The other example we gave was a kedushas habechor. Remember, right? That the bechor of kicks on the animal whether you do anything or not. Right, once it becomes bein hashmashos, now you can't have v'im kibel lav shabbos. And if you kabel shabbos on you, afila dain yom gadol dino hachi. Even if it would be the sun still shining, this would be the same halacha because once you mekabel upon yourself kiddush the iser to eat. Once you mekabel on yourself shabbos the iser to eat before it kicks in. V'im roitz lekabel shabbos mi ba'od yom lekadish lechol lehispalil arvis v'achakach b'layla rishoy. Morning. So if you'd want to be mekabel on yourself, I'm sorry, I said it wrong, right? You wanted to be mekabel Shabbos, right? And then make Kiddush right then, you could, right? Again, assuming that we're talking about after Plaga Mincha. Okay. Yud Beis. Kodim Shia Kaddish. Vafilu im ein lo ela kois echad. All you had is one kos. What are you going to do? Yekadish alav yivarech birchas hamazon below kos. So really, there is an opinion we'll see. We saw, I guess, that you have to. What's it called? Say birchas hamazon on a kosho bracha. So what are you going to do? Should I use that for kiddush? Well, on the one hand, I could make kiddush on the pas. All right, so maybe I should do it. No, he says you should still use that coast for the kiddush. Right, high in the field of mandos laid because the mazon tonu coast la'el simin kuf pei beis l'sif aleph. Still do it. V'lo yoichal koydim shikadish. Don't eat anything before you make the kiddush. The field of mayim you can't have. V'shar lirchotz piv b'mayim kevan de'enu mechavin l'hanas te'ima. And then you're allowed to do this because you're not getting any benefit, right, from the tasting this. We'll talk about it in a minute. What about taking, if you have to take a pill or something like that? So can I use the water to take the pill? So we'll do Piskei Tshuva in a second. So you have to stop, said the Mechaber. Tzorech lifsok, yudalad. V'yafal gav dehischa beheta, even though you began when you're allowed to, shiny hoch, and the hakidah shayach le'su'uda, le'chadchila, itkun le'shikadesh, kodim su'uda, v'mokum su'uda. Okay, so you're supposed to make kiddush before you eat. And now since you're stopping, you have to make kiddush in the middle of it. Sheporis mapes. This is the interesting one. Lekasus hapas ad acher hakiddush. What it means is you spread out your tablecloth. Different reasons given in the Rishonim, in Arbei Pesachim discusses the sugya. One, it makes it look like you're covering it because you're not going to be mevayish the bread. you're making kiddush on it beforehand, right? So you cover it. Another reason he gives bring here is this idea of Yakul Shabbos. It says, "V'achakach yisirenu ki hechad sisroye v'osa hasuda hashto likru de Shabbos." It's like covering the table means like it's not there anymore. And now they've covered it, and you uncover it afterwards. Like, oh, I brought out my new table of covered Shabbos, my new meal. V'af im lo yoshev adayin lechol gam ki dino hachi de tzarech priestess mafe be'esa kiddush. Right, even if you haven't eaten, we still cover the foods before kiddush. Come on, Simon. I'm sorry, Sif Tess. El de kol mash malan b'zeh de af shehu be'emza chiloso die be'priestess mafe. The kiddush is that even if you're in the middle of eating, it's enough just to cover it. Okay. Then it says you make this below birkas hayayin. If you've already been drinking, you're just going to make the kiddush on the day. Kiddush is a yom. You're not going to make the bracha because it's covered already. The gave in the berach kvar besoch asuda betchilas shtiyoso shuvein tzorich levarich ata bori pri agafin koidim hakiddush vehu adin sheein tzorich levarich al hayayin shbesoch asuda deha ein shum hesach atas bein shtiyas hakos shal kiddush l'shtiyas hayayin shbesoch asuda, because you didn't lose your concentration on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch brings down that one should be daf by the arba kosas at the seder. So we know we're making four brachas on each coast. It's all the same suda. No, there we know we're only the brachas only going on that coast. That way we have in mind that we're only being each one is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. So therefore, there's no reason to. You wouldn't think to be potter one bracha would go on all of them. Svarim differently. Svarim make two brachas, but we make four. Okay, Yud Zayin. Right, and afterwards you're going to make hamotzi. Hainike shebo ligmor achakach sudos mevarach birkas hamotzi mechadish. Make a new hamotzi. Why the ain yotzi behamotzi shebech tchilas asuda? If the one you made originally doesn't count anymore, the vishe kiddush, because you made the kiddush. Shemnesayim shahayat zorech laomro b'pnei shenesar bechilas ad shikadish. Have a hefsek. That kiddush you made stopped your original hamotzi.
But it doesn't stop me.
You didn't have wine.
So we're talking in case.
So the kiddush. Yeah, right. Correct. Oh, right, I understand what you're saying. Yes. Does not stop. The fikach tzorach levarach shenis birkas hamoitzi birkas hamozin rak pamachas besofas. So you're not going to make two birkas hamozin. You're just going to make a new birkas hamoitzi, and then you make one benching at the end. Ma she'enking she'en lo yayin hamakadish al hapas, which is not true if you didn't have the yain and you're going to make kiddush on the bread. Shazman birkas hamoitzi shlo who koidim kiddush. That's be beforehand. Velohaya adayin hefsek shehiyet tzarech machmazel levarach shenis. You wouldn't have to do it. Vechein ain't tzarech levarach hamoitzi lechuli alma. In that case, you would not make hamoitzi. You would just make the kiddush on the bread.
I thought that's what we just said in the beginning, that we don't make the hamoitzi.
No, if you are making a second hamoitzi, then. When if you're making kiddush on the yain, you're not going to make a broch on the yain, you're going to make just mekadish haShabbos.
Right.
That mekadish haShabbos is a hefsek on the first hamotzi, so you have to make a second hamotzi as well.
Okay.
Last one, yudches. Ein vor hamotzi, as Yeshom says, you don't do it. Desvir lehu, the kiddush, lo have a hefsek. This opinion holds it wasn't a hefsek, so therefore it didn't stop your original hamotzi. Vechevim et sofek brochos lahakel, right? Sabal, sofek brochos lahakel. Yesh litfos ki yeshomrim. So we follow that. We're not going to make a.
You should have to pick it up for lechem mishnah. You need lechem mishnah, so you still have to pick up.
You're not making a second.
No. I'm saying in your case, you don't make a second bracha because sofek bracha levatala. But you need lechem mishnah. No.
You probably have lechem mishnah. Your suda started already.
You're saying your definition of lechem is picking it up?
No, but you don't lechem mishnah on Erev Shabbos. Lechem mishnah is on Shabbos.
Yes, yeah, so what you're asking,
you should pick up, even if not, then come on, just pick
if
up.
If you have it, you didn't.